Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm well indeed. You're a little bit bummed out about how it all ended, or no?
You could say I'm not amused.
Any regrets?
No, not really. This is not the end for me. I'm going to be back, and life's always a learning curve. So there are things that can be done a little differently, but I wouldn't say regrets. No.
Are you pleased for the party?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's a grand position to be in, being quote kingmaker unquote, and being able to be material in the selection of the government going forward, and the drive behind that is, of course, to get as much policy as possible put in place.
Do you think it's good MMP in the sense that, in many respects, New Zealand First is holding these two parties now to some sort of ransom?
Oh, well, I mean, I wouldn't say ransom. This is the way that MMP was supposed to work. It's supposed to give us a broad representation and consensus government, as opposed to enforced dictatorship, as used to be the case under First Past the Post.
They'll go left, or Winston will go left, you think. Why?
Well, my gut says that, and the reason for that is that propping up a third-term government that's going into a fourth term has not traditionally been good ground for smaller parties, and that's both in New Zealand and overseas. We saw, obviously, the Liberal Democrats in Britain hop into a coalition with the Conservatives, and what tends to happen is they have very little influence, get blamed for everything that goes wrong, and then they disappear at the election following.
Mm. What chance do you reckon a crossbench type deal? In other words, Winston's big raison d'etre in life is to keep them honest. What better way to do it than to sit on the crossbenches?
Oh, provided you've got the votes to ensure that you can ensure that the legislation either passes or doesn't, that's a very, very powerful position to be in.
So you wouldn't rule that out?
Well, no, and I think actually the days of formal coalitions where members from both parties sit inside cabinet when one party is larger than the other are probably over, again, for the same reason that there's collective cabinet responsibility, and if you are the smaller party within a larger cabinet, you're pretty much tied to the larger party's policy agenda, and don't really have any ability to rebel against that without sort of breaking things up.